actualization of divine attributes in the daily lives of Muslims, in the words of Imam Musa Saad.
I bring you an example in the beginning of my lecture. When you see a school is precise and well managed, you will say the manager at that school is orderly. If the manager was a disorderly and disorganized person, this disorder would also affect the school. A wife's disorder and untidiness will show itself in the house. And if, on the other hand, she is a good housekeeper, her housewifery will bring organization and order to the house. A manager's plan and organization will affect the way an office is run and administered. This way, institutions will be well organized and a manager's good attributes, in any way they are, will be reflected in the productivity and performance of that organization. Well, we admit this matter, and thus, when God is administering this universe, and He is the just, the aware, the alive, the perceiver, the mighty, the affectionate, and the merciful, so this world is full of truth, goodness, justice, beauty, awareness, and grace, and then in me, an individual in this world and part of this world, all such attributes will manifest, and then I shall fear nothing but Allah. Because I do believe that there is nothing influential in existence but Allah, and I believe that my death and life are in the hands of God. And then, what should I fear? A person faithful to God will never turn out to be stingy just for fear of poverty. Why is someone stingy? Out of fear of poverty. If I have faith in God and believe in Him to be the all-provider, I shall never fear poverty. If you pay attention and think deeply, you will find out that the source of all negative attributes, including lying, greed, hypocrisy, backbiting, and avidity, all stem from weakness in personality and soul.
Ulama's speech, a window to the world of prominent Shia clerks and religious authorities.